amazing.
Hey, cozy night over here.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Girls Who Get It podcast. Before we forget to intro, like we always do, I'm Sam.
I'm Julia.
Tonight we are just gonna have a casual chill episode. We were gonna play a little bit of this or that, but before we get into that, do you have any updates for us?
No.
Nothing? Hold on. Because we were planning to record tonight, but then you said you might not be able to because you might have a date, and then it fell through. So what's going on?
Emphasis on might, because lately I've just been getting blown off. I feel like it's a sign, like, I don't even know, but we all know my situation, like, long distance. I don't really know where that stands. Like, are we exclusive? Are we not? I don't know if I should be talking to other people, if I shouldn't. And I feel like it's a sign that I need to, like, not and, like, handle that.
Because you've been getting blown off by, like, other random people, not the guy that you've been kind of seeing.
Yeah. Although it's been days since I talked to him. So, like, if I reach out, he responds, and I know he's not, like, a major texter, I get it, but, like, I don't know, and I think I said this last week, I know it's mostly me being, like, no, like, I don't see this working, and so I'm just not, like, putting much effort in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, I was talking to this guy and he was like, all, actually it was a little too much, it was a little too, he got a little sexual, which I don't love anymore. Like, it feels very much like, oh, I'm 21 again, because I feel like you can have, like, a sexual, fiery, passionate, like, relationship without doing that. And I guess I've just never been, I don't know, like, the whole sexting thing feels really immature to me for some reason.
Well, especially when you don't know the person. Like, it's one thing if you're dating or you're in a relationship, like, then it's like, it's nice. It's kind of cute. It's like keeping the fire going. But when you don't know someone and you haven't even met them in person yet and they immediately jump to that, it's like, okay, well, I can clearly see where this is going.
Yeah.
There's... Yeah.
Right. Which
is a waste of time.
I'm gonna
Unless that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. But I don't know how honest I want to be about this, but I'm not totally against, like, a casual, like, a little fling. Because I feel like I've been so, I don't know, I feel like I need to stop, like, take a step back and just be, like, not thinking about it so much, because I've been so focused, like, oh, I really want a serious relationship, or I really deserve to be treated this way, and I, like, whatever, I'm thinking all like that, and I'm just getting more frustrated than anything that nothing's working out for me, really, because it's either there's distance, or they blow me off, or, like, I don't know, you could listen to, like, every episode in this season and hear me just, like, not have the best luck. And sometimes it's me, and sometimes it's them. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just frustrated. And then it makes me feel bad, like, about myself, that, like, I feel like I should feel a certain way about guys that do treat me well. Like, this long distance guy has been nothing but good to me. I mean, our communication doesn't seem to match up, which is kind of major. And, like, I don't, there's not, like, a, like, a intense chemistry. But then it's like, oh, am I being too picky? Am I not? I think I just need to stop. I hate when people say this. I'm going to stop looking, but I'm not going to expect to find anything. I'm just going to, I think I have to stop, like, just putting any effort into anything right now. Because it's just not, like, fun. It's not fun for me right now.
I mean, I guess you just got to kind of let life happen, and time will, you know, in time, things will just work out the way they're meant to.
We will see, I guess. It just hasn't gone well for me, like, ever. Most of it is probably to do with me, for sure. But also the dating scene just sucks really bad. And it's like, you'll be talking to somebody. This is what I've been feeling like, just with other people. Like, oh, we'll be talking, and then they're just done. And it's like, oh, okay. Probably have a better connection with someone else, or more interest in someone else, and that's fine. I get that. But it's like, okay, can it be, like, my turn to have someone, like, truly interested in me? Or is that ever going to be the case? Because even though, like, the long-distance guy is nice to me, he doesn't seem all that interested. Because you go days and days and days without talking to me, whether that's because you think, for whatever reason, that's what I want, or not. That doesn't scream interested to me, so...
It's tough. Dating is tough, especially with, like, online dating. My one coworker, who is 21, super young, she just has gone from, like, serious relationship to serious relationship, was engaged.
Wow.
And they were living together and recently broke up. And... she got on the apps for the first time, and she's been sharing her experiences with me, and it's, she quickly, after just like a day or two of it, has been realizing, like, wow, this sucks. I was like, yeah, it's not great.
It's hell.
It's really rough. Like,
I don't even understand it either, because it's like, you, my age ranges, you think that, you know, because I'm getting to the point in my life where if I know I want a family and stuff. So if you know you want that one day, I think you reach a certain, I mean, for women, of course, you're kind of aware of your biological clock. So you're like, okay, I kind of want to get this started. Men don't really seem to have that. Or at least, like, they're 35 and they don't know what they're looking for. Or I don't know, like, I don't know what they're doing. I'm sure there's women out there that do the same thing, but, like, ooh, I don't, something feels different.
And... it's hard when you know that you want to start a family, because men can literally have kids whenever, at any age.
Robert De Niro just had an infant. Like, he has an infant, and he's 80 or something, like.
Right, so, yeah, we definitely have more pressure on us, because we kind of we have a time limit.
Yeah. I never thought of myself as, like, picky before, but I just want it to be right. Like, I'm looking for a partner that's also my best friend, and we want the same things, and we have a good time together. Like, I'm hanging out with my best friend every day. Like, that's the goal.
Yeah.
And I put a lot of the blame on myself, because I'm like, am I not giving people enough of a chance? Some people I give too many chances, as we know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I should start therapy. I was doing online, but I really hate online therapy.
I was going to say, and speaking of which, that brings us to the sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp.
I wish.
I wish too. Just kidding. BetterHelp.
I actually benefit. I actually tried BetterHelp. And it's just not for me. Like, the online isn't for me. I prefer in person. And I haven't been to in-person therapy in, like, a few years. Any updates for you?
No. No, it's just, you know, same old, same old.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this week. Happy Thanksgiving, or, well, happy Black Friday by the time you're listening to this, by the time this episode goes up.
For those in America, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. For those in America, or happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever you want. It's just happy. If you get off, if you have off of work this week, happy that.
Yeah, right. Happy day off.
Or for those who have to work the holiday, I feel ya. I've been there. Working retail, it sucks.
I remember I had to, so when I worked at Cold Stone, I worked in the mall, and it was Black Friday, and I had to open at, I forget when we opened, but it was obscene and unnecessary, 6 a.m., maybe earlier.
Who's eating ice cream at that time?
Well, we did get a few customers.
I mean, like, right. Like, I'm sure people do, but, like, who needs to be eating ice cream at that time?
No, and if we were closed, I'm sure no one would have cared at all. But I remember I sold a smoothie and definitely some ice cream because I was like, are you guys okay?
Yeah, like, I understand going to Starbucks. Like, Starbucks should be open, I guess. Yeah, like, that makes sense. Coffee shops.
Cold
Stone. But ice cream? Yeah.
Yeah, good luck out there if you work retail on Black Friday. Cause...
God, and it really is such bullshit. Like, Black Friday is one thing, okay, fine, whatever. But for people who have to, like, work on Thanksgiving Day or go in Thanksgiving night and can't even get to enjoy dinner with their family.
Because it just gets earlier and earlier, like, the deals. And I don't think the deals are even that good to, like, warrant getting up and missing dinner for...
Let me tell you something. So you remember when I worked in Aerie?
Yeah.
Loved. I actually really loved working there. So on Black Friday, we had in the store, I don't know about online, but in the store, and I worked in a an outlet mall. So in the store, we had the same exact sales on Black Friday that we had all the time. And then our clearance stuff normally was, I think normally the clearance section was 60% off in that store. And on Black Friday, it was 50% off. What? The price actually was more expensive. So if you had came like a few days earlier or a few days later, you actually would have got cheaper prices and better sales.
Wow.
But people just assume like, oh, it's Black Friday, so this is going to be the best sale of the year. It wasn't.
What a scam.
It was not at all. Such a scam. Such a scam. Yeah.
I haven't been Black Friday shopping in years. And the one, I remember the one time, shout out to my friend KP, we had plans to go. And my dad was going to drive us at like 2 in the morning or something crazy. I forget what it was. So I was like, okay, let's do it. I go home after Thanksgiving dinner. And my dad had to drive me. I think we must have been like 15. And I lay on the couch. I fall asleep. She's calling me. My dad doesn't wake me up. Like, I slept through our plans to go Black Friday shopping. And I woke up and I was like, oh shit. And I think that was like the last time I had plans to go.
It's hard. After you have that big dinner, like, the itis hits you.
How am I supposed to get up?
No. And especially when you're like up in the north and it's freezing cold. Who wants to be? No. I went out a few times for Black Friday back when, like, you know, high school, college age. But I don't think I ever really bought stuff. Like, I would just go just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, to people watch and see all the craziness. Because, like, it is entertaining. But it was because, like, my boyfriend at the time, his sister and her boyfriend wanted to go. So we just kind of tagged along. So it was fun. But, like, I wouldn't want to have to deal with, like, driving and parking and dealing with the traffic and all that stuff. But if somebody else is going, and, like, I'll tag along just to watch the chaos because I feel like it can be fun.
Yeah, I guess it depends. Like, I'd much rather probably be in bed.
But... Yeah, true. Like, yeah, nowadays, I don't know if I would go, but...
My mood. Yeah,
not to shop though, because it's way too chaotic and overwhelming. And who knows if you're even getting a good deal or not.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just shop online, honestly.
I'm with you. Cyber Monday. I've already been shopping for deals online. And as a new homeowner, I just want everyone to know their Christmas gift has been on sale.
Well, but yeah.
I'm being really thoughtful about it. So I'm still picky.
You always are. You're a very thoughtful gift giver.
Thanks for saying that. I take great pride in gift giving. I try so hard. And I wasn't always like that. I would just buy like whatever. But I find I don't get upset if I get something that I'm not going to use. The thought is so nice. And like to receive any gift is nice. But I, as a kid, I remember getting frustrated. I'd be like, to my mom, I'd be like, you asked for my Christmas list and I gave it to you and I got not one thing on it from like my family. You know how you give it to your grandma and your aunts and everything. And so I made such a big fuss about it. My grandma bought me one of the books off of my list. And I felt so bad. I was like, what you got me was nice. I didn't mean it. But I just think it should be useful. You don't want stuff just sitting around your house that you're not really going to use. So when it comes to each individual person, I'm like, And if you ask my mom, I try so hard with her. She's hard to shop for. She wouldn't say she is, but she is.
Mine too.
But I do my best. There's a few gifts I'm already really excited about giving, so can't wait to find more. But anyway, good luck, everyone.
Yeah.
Whether it's Thanksgiving dinner or working Black Friday, you're like, good luck.
Oh, yeah, God. I've never had to make a Thanksgiving dinner. I've only, like, contributed, you know, sides, but...
Yeah. I'm on mashed potato duty. Just trying to help my mom. And I feel like I'm mastering mashed potatoes recently.
Is there a particular... is there anything that you guys do that's kind of different on Thanksgiving? Or do you just sort of do, like, the traditional spread?
I would say it's pretty traditional. We do this. My mom sent me the menu. Let me read it for you.
Oh, the menu.
Here's the menu for the Dickinson Thanksgiving. There's more names in that, but. So for the appetizers, it's deviled eggs, of course. Got it. What? Anyway, moving on. We don't need. To that. Then I saw on TikTok, there's like so many recipes going around TikTok, and so many of them are like cranberry and brie and a croissant, like just a variation of that.
Yeah.
But I saw one and it's like you cut up some brie into like little bite-sized pieces, and you know, monkey bread.
Yes.
You stuff that in like a biscuit dough. I hope it's biscuit because that's what I got. Anyway, stuff that in a biscuit dough and then put it in a pan like monkey bread and put like a cranberry sauce jam and rosemary and bake it. And I felt like that was different enough to try.
Okay.
Then we have basic turkey, mashed potatoes. That's on me. Stuffing, corn, green beans, Brussels, gravy, rolls. And then for dessert, pumpkin pie and apple pie. My aunt makes an apple pie that's like 6 inches tall.
God.
It's pretty epic. That's
different,
baby.
I love apple pie so much.
It's really good. Yeah, I think it's pretty basic. Where are you? You're not going home, are you?
No, I am staying here. And I think, my initial point of bringing it up was I'm looking forward to this week because I am just staying home. I'm working Wednesday night, but then that's it. I have off Thursday, Friday, took off Saturday, Sunday, the whole rest of the week, and the weekend I'm gonna be off, which is gonna be so nice. So I'm gonna just get caught up on, you know, cleaning and YouTube work and just relax.
Yeah, no, that'll be awesome.
Because I know, like, December just gets so crazy.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice to have kind of like the calm before the storm.
Right.
And I'm going to go see my family for Christmas. So.
Yeah. Hopefully me too.
I'll just be staying here for Thanksgiving. And I was going to decorate for Christmas, but I think I'm going to skip this year. And I'll just decorate with Guard when I get up to Pennsylvania.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, because I'll get there like a week before Christmas, so.
Yeah.
We could decorate together up there. And then I don't have to worry about taking the decorations down, because that's the worst part.
That's true. I already started. I started like a week ago.
Oh, well, you have to in your new house. I just feel like so cluttered in this apartment that the thought of having to pull out decorations and then figure out, like, I still have Dirt Devil vacuums sitting in the corner because there's nowhere to put them. So like, I don't have space. I just can't even, I don't want to think about it.
I'll take one of those off your hands.
I'll bring you one. Ooh. But that's about it. Should we share our announcement since we're talking about December?
Yeah, let's.
So we decided that we are going to take a break for the month of December. And then we're going to come back with season 3.
Oh, yeah.
In January. But this time we actually mean it. Like, it won't be like last time where we said, oh, we're just going to take a break till the new year. And then we were gone for like 6 months. No, we just figured it made the most sense because we're just going to have a lot going on in December and we're going to be traveling a lot. And we'd rather like not add the extra stress and just get to enjoy Christmas and everything with our families. So we're still going to have one more episode next week. So December 1st, Friday, December 1st, we will have one more episode. That'll be the last one for season 2. And then we will be back with season 3. When is that? The first Friday of January. Friday, January 5th.
So exciting.
And we'll have exciting things to announce once we're back.
Yeah, and then hopefully I'll be able to see you in person over Christmas and we could do like a live or something.
Yes.
We would post about that on Instagram. So if you don't follow us, follow us there. I'm really hoping we get to be together, but
yeah, I hope so too. We'll figure it out. We'll make it happen. So we're still going to be posting on Instagram. So make sure that you're following us there at Girls Who Get It Podcast. I think that's it, right? For updates.
I think that does it for updates.
Perfect.
We thought it'd be fun to play this or that. I found a list of like pretty random questions. So we'll just kind of go through those together and see if we can learn something new about each other.
Yeah, I'm excited. This should be fun.
Bad haircut or bad dye job?
Bad dye job for sure, because you can always fix that. But a bad haircut, you have to wait for it to grow out or get extensions, which are super expensive and a pain in the ass.
I was going to say the same. But what if you went and got like your hair bleached and it just singed off and you were left with like just broken hair?
But then that would be bad haircut.
That's true. Chemical cut.
Chemical cut, which we've all had.
Oh, yes, we have. That is pretty bad. Yeah, I would do bad dye job too. You can always dye your hair like dark.
Exactly. Pineapple pizza or candy corn?
Pineapple pizza. I'd rather die than eat candy corn.
Yeah, I don't like candy corn either. I'm not gonna lie, pineapple pizza sounds disgusting, but our friend Paige had me try it once and I was like, never order it.
No.
But it's not that bad. It's better than candy corn, I think.
Yeah, it's not bad. My dad likes Hawaiian pizza a lot. I've had a piece here and there. It's not the worst thing. Candy corn is the worst thing.
Yeah.
Next up, talking pets or talking babies?
I mean, I don't have a baby, so it's hard to say, I guess.
I think either way, it would be cool to know what either one is saying. Like, for their needs. Like, hey, let me out. Or else I'm going to poop in the dining room. Like,
probably talking baby though, right? Because babies cry a lot and that's annoying. But like a dog, I mean, dogs are pretty chill.
Sometimes. But I wish that Rowdy could talk, because this morning when I let him outside to go pee, he did that. And he ran down the stairs and went pee. And he ran back up and I fed him breakfast and he walked into the dining room and took a shit on the floor. So.
Oh.
I really wish he could have told me. I'm going talking pets. Because babies will talk eventually.
Yeah. True. Winning the lottery or finding your soulmate?
At this point, I'll take the money. It's fine. Like, I'm good.
I would go with the soulmate because I feel like that's more rewarding in the long run.
I'm just bitter today, but if you ask me today, I'd probably say the soulmate. Ketchup or ranch?
Ew, I hate both.
You hate both?
I mean, they're okay for certain things, but
Yeah.
like people who put ketchup and or ranch on everything, that shit is disgusting to me. Like ranch is only okay if you're dipping a little bit of like a wing into it, or you're putting a little bit of it on like on a wrap. Ketchup is only okay if you're dipping a French fry in it.
Fair enough. I'm like a major condiment girly, so like both. And also barbecue sauce and honey mustard on the side too, because I like options.
Oh, true. Yeah, I love honey mustard.
Honey mustard
I'm gonna
slaps.
go with ketchup.
I'm gonna go with ranch.
Okay. Crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
Smooth.
I was always a smooth kind of person, but you know what? I kind of like crunchy sometimes. Depends, though.
There's a time and a place for crunchy.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good. Speeding ticket or parking ticket?
Parking ticket because it's cheaper and it doesn't affect your insurance.
I was gonna say parking ticket, but because as much as I'm like fine with getting the idea of getting pulled over and getting a speeding ticket is like fine, I still get really terrified when I see like a cop pull out behind me or something. I'll be like, the stress of it, I just don't like.
Yeah, I completely agree. Plus, you could just like not pay a parking ticket and nothing will happen. So,
True.
cooking or being cooked for?
I like both, but if I'm cooking, if that means someone else is cleaning up, then cooking. But I love to be cooked for. I hate cleaning up when I'm cooking.
Yeah, as long as it's 50-50. If I have to always be doing the cooking, then that sucks. But it is nice to just like make a meal for someone.
Yeah. My coworker was telling me that he and his wife have a deal where she cooks and he cleans up. I think that would work for me.
Yeah, that's what, like, when Gard and I lived together, that's what we did. Like,
Yeah.
whoever cooked, the other person would clean and do the dishes. I mean, I feel like that's only fair.
Yeah. Like you're getting a meal so you can clean up. Oh, I kind of like this one. Be embarrassed or be afraid?
I don't really get embarrassed easily, but I think I'm gonna say be afraid because, like, fear only lasts for so long and then it passes and that's it. But like when something really, really embarrassing happens to you think about that shit for the rest of your life.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So.
Keeps me up at night. Yeah, I'd rather be afraid, I think, for a moment.
Red wine or white wine?
It depends on the time of year and my mood and what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Lately, it's red.
I agree. I typically prefer a dry white, but I like both. What are you doing back there, Puff?
You mind? She lost her call. She was scratching the couch, so I like grabbed her collar and pulled her off. And now she's naked.
She just wants to be included.
She's Nikki. She's a girl who gets it. Passenger or driver?
I like to be the passenger because it's nice to just like sit back. Yeah, I guess I'll say passenger. I was gonna say sometimes, depending on who I'm with, I prefer to drive because like I like feeling like I'm in control. But no, I'm gonna say passenger.
I think I'm more of a driver, mostly because sometimes I feel like it goes like the drive will go by faster. Like if it's a longer drive, like I have something to focus on.
That's true.
But also if I could sit in the passenger seat and watch like TikToks, then that works for me too.
Right.
My sister, she FaceTimed me the other night and she goes, "Am I a good driver?" And I was like, "Ooh. Ooh." And I could hear her husband being like, "See, see."
Yeah,
I don't know. little scared sometimes. I've been scared in the car with you. And she was like, what? Because he doesn't always like her to drive, I guess. I don't know. He's like always offering to drive.
That would be fine with me. I would love that, honestly. And it's nice because, like, then you don't have to worry. Like, it's so nice when I'm going out with friends and I don't have to drive and have my car.
That's true.
Because then I don't have to worry about it. And
I don't know. I mean, gas isn't cheap and all, but I tend to go for driver.
This one is tough. Save 100 strangers or one loved one.
Oh my god, what the hell kind of question is that? But I have a chance to, like, explain.
And it's one of those things where it's like, if you wouldn't know unless you were actually really in the situation, like what the circumstances were. I'm just gonna, to be honest, I'm gonna go with one, save one loved one.
Yeah, but then I'm like, but those 100 people, like, they're someone's loved one. I don't
know. Well, then what, their loved ones should be saving them.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, I know it's like greater humanity, but like, you're just gonna let your family member die?
Oh, I think I'd have to go with one loved one.
Yeah, it's hard, but I don't know.
I'm sorry, world. See the future or change the past?
Ooh, I love that one. See the future, I think, because I wouldn't want to change the past, because then who knows, if you go and change it, what your life is going to turn out to be anyway.
True.
And what's the point in changing things in the past? You know, like, you're where you are now, but like, if you see the future and you don't like it, then you can be like, okay, well, let me change things now so that I can change that outcome, you know?
It's like click.
It's like more effective, I think, to know the future than to change the past, because whatever you're changing the past, you don't know what effect that's gonna have.
I didn't think of it that way. I just don't like want to know the future, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, the thought of knowing the future kind of freaks me out a little bit, because like, what if it's something bad? But
you said you could change it. So I guess if it came down to it, I'd rather know the future.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow, that's hard.
It's like, did you ever watch that? It was like a mini series with James Franco, 1963, or no, it was, what was it? 11/22/63. I don't know. Whenever JFK was assassinated.
Oh, no, I didn't see
that. And he, like, time travels to the past, and he is trying to stop Kennedy from getting assassinated, because, you know, everybody thinks like, oh, well, if he lived, things would be so much different, so much better. He ends up saving him, comes back to present day, and everything is horrible.
No, I want to see it.
It's good. I don't remember what it was on, but if you just Google it, I'm sure you can find it. It's good. It's just a little mini series. Really good show. But yeah, it's like, you never know. You think like, oh, let me go change that. Yeah. And I'll have a better outcome. But you really have no idea what effect it could have. So I'd rather just leave the past as is.
It's like in Click, when he sees the future, like, he skips ahead so much, and then he realizes, like, oh shit. And he gets, like, super obese, and he's got that flap.
I don't remember. I've seen Click a few times, but I haven't. It's been a long time.
I've seen it in a while either. I like that movie.
Predictability or excitement?
I don't know. I guess I feel like I need a certain level of excitement in life, but I'm also kind of comfortable with, like, predictability. I'm going to go with excitement.
I'm going to go with excitement, too, but as long as it's good excitement.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, you cheated on me. Okay.
Ooh, sight or sound?
Definitely sight.
Sight?
Yeah, 100%. Especially because I feel like I have misophonia, so, like, I get very overstimulated by sounds, so I...
That would be so peaceful, actually.
Not saying that I would want to lose my sense of hearing, but if I had to pick one over the other.
Yeah, that would be a perk, I must say. But I also feel like I might be on edge because I wouldn't be able to hear like what was going on around me. So I'd be like, what's up?
Yeah, that's true.
But if you can't see, you have that same problem.
Right. Like you would definitely, yeah, have a harder time going about life.
I would miss music. I would miss music, but you could still like watch TV because you could read subtitles.
Yeah, exactly. Which I feel like I always put subtitles on nowadays anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Intense pain for 10 minutes or dull pain for one day? I would take intense for 10 minutes.
How dull are we talking?
I don't know, but even if it's just like, ugh, that's just annoying.
Yeah, but something about me is that I almost like to suffer. Like, if we're talking period cramps, like, I won't take anything for that. I'll just sit in it and be, like, miserable and be, like, it's my excuse to be, like...
It's true, same, me too.
Don't bother, like...
But, I mean...
And that shit hurts. Sometimes I just lay there and I'm like, oh, no, I'm in pain. There's nothing I can do. Must sit here and watch season 8 of SpongeBob all day.
Yeah.
If it's like that, a day of dull pain is fine. I already live that. What's intense pain?
True. Yeah, true. I mean, I guess it just depends, but I think I'd rather just like get it over with for 10 minutes than to just be like annoyed and uncomfortable all day.
Fair enough. Poor and happy or rich and miserable? That one's easy.
Poor and happy. Yeah. You're like, this one's easy. I thought we were going to say opposites.
I'm always happy over miserable. Always.
Big family or small family?
Big. I keep saying I want to have like 5 kids, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't know. I always, because like my family is pretty small. So I always felt like, oh, I really want a big family for like holidays and whatever. But I think a big extended family. But then, like, smaller...
Immediate
family. Thank you. I was like, what is that word? Immediate. Because, like, if you have a really big immediate family, shit's expensive. It's expensive anytime you want to go anywhere, going out to eat, vacations, even just cooking dinner, living life. It's a lot of laundry to have to do. Constant cleaning. Constant, if they're like in sports and activities, like carpooling, driving everybody back and forth.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have a rich husband.
Oh, well, I mean, okay. Yeah. In that case, I don't know.
I wanted like a big family. I don't know why. Cause like I have one sister. I'm not mad at that. I think if I had more, maybe like our relationship wouldn't be the way it is.
I think about that a lot too. I'm like, if I had more siblings than just my brother, well, we have a half sister too, but she didn't live with us, so it doesn't count. I wonder like how different our relationship would be. Like, would we be as close as we are now? Like, what if we had another sister and another brother?
Right. I don't know, I guess it would change the dynamic, of course.
Obviously. Definitely. Yeah, it's just weird to think about.
Ooh, sleeping with the bedroom door open or closed?
I change it up depending. I used to, when I first moved into this apartment, I always used to sleep with the bedroom door closed. But lately I've been leaving it open.
I don't have a bedroom door, so open.
Oh. I don't know, there's something about keeping it open that like, freaks me out a little bit, even though it doesn't matter because if somebody were to break in, especially my place is so small, like whether my bedroom door is open or not, like I'm dead. So sometimes, like, do you ever lay there at night if you're having a hard time falling asleep and you like you're just in the dark and you like imagine someone, like a dark figure, just kind of standing there?
Yeah.
And what if my bedroom door is open? I'm like, oh my god, what if somebody was just like,
yeah,
my apartment,
when I lived in both apartments, my most recent apartments, I slept with the door like mostly closed. Well, with freaking Puff, she doesn't like to be shut in anywhere.
Mm.
So before I got her closed, like, and before I got her, I was living with my dad, and he listened to TV really loud, and that would piss me off, so always closed. Then I got her, and she gets upset when she's trapped in one room, so it would be cracked, so she could see it out. And now I have no choice, so it's open. And now I can't see my bedroom door from where my bed is.
I think of it. So you can't imagine a creeper peeking in.
Thank God. Eggs or pancakes?
I mean, realistically, on like a regular everyday basis, eggs. But I mean, what do I enjoy more? Pancakes.
When I go like out to breakfast, I always go for savory. Because in my head, I'm like, ooh, those pancakes look good, or that French toast looks good. But then realistically, I'm like, but eggs are a better breakfast, and they're going to be more satisfying.
True. I love like a nice combo. You can get like a little small, like some eggs and bacon, and then French toast or pancakes.
Ooh, I feel like this one's kind of a hot, like, a debate. Toilet paper over or under?
Oh, over 100%.
I feel like I'm more of an under.
It's okay to be wrong.
It's just, I feel like when it's over, like, I don't know, something about it, I don't. Under feels like it's kind of tucked away, like it's put away.
I get that. But I'm just an over girl. Like, it just has to be over. Otherwise, it just feels very wrong and drives me crazy.
I think a lot of people are over. On the same topic, do you, like, fold it up? Or do you crumple it up, like, when you wipe?
Oh, fold.
Fold? I feel like I'll do a combo, which no one really ever talks about.
You kind of, like, do one of these?
Kinda like a messy fold, I'll call it.
Yeah, sometimes I do that, I guess. But I feel like crumpling, then it's just, like, a mess, and it's, like...
Yeah.
And then you end up using more than you need.
It's true.
Pizza or Chinese food? That is the ultimate question.
Chinese
food. Yeah, same.
God, it's Chinese. Like,
yeah.
My first thought. Crab Rangoons? Say less.
Agreed.
This one says, wrestle naked in a pool of Jell-O or chocolate pudding. That took a turn.
Jell-O, because I feel like that would be easier to, like, clean than pudding. Pudding, I feel like, would get everywhere.
I was going to say the same, because... I mean, either way, it's going to be sticky, which I hate. Ooh, I like this one. Accidentally send a dirty text to your boss or a sexy voicemail to your mom?
Well, considering my boss is, like, my same age and a female, and I literally have seen her queef on demand. That's her party trick. Whoa. I mean... Either one to me would be equally as, like, funny and embarrassing. So
I would die of embarrassment if my boss is, like, he just seems so innocent to me, and, like, he's a grandpa. I couldn't ever look him in the eye again.
Yeah, understandable.
I'm just getting the voicemail, and I'll text her immediately, tell her to delete it. What are these questions? Get a massage with peanut butter or maple syrup?
Ew, neither.
Massage.
Ooh, smell like body odor for a year or have terrible acne for 6 months?
Jesus. There's nothing I can do about that. Well, I've had bad acne for 6 months, so I'll go with that.
But, like, I know. I mean, I had pretty bad acne, I guess, at one point in my life, but, like, it wasn't really realistically that bad. But, like, I've seen people who it's literally their entire face is just covered in cystic acne. Like, if it was like that, I would take the body odor, because, like, you can mask that. You can throw tons of deodorant, perfume, and stuff on you.
That's true.
Have a one night stand with a stranger or your platonic best friend?
Stranger. Been there, done that. Like,
I was gonna say, I've done both.
Which was worse? I've never hooked up with a friend.
I think the friend is better because you actually know each other. So it's like more, like it can be a little bit awkward for that same reason, but at the same time, it's more comfortable because like you actually know them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be worried about like, is this person going to be crazy? Are they clean? Are they?
That's true.
You know?
Have a naked picture of you become an internet meme or be caught on camera naked during a live newscast.
During a live newscast.
Either way, it lives forever on the internet.
I know. Either way, that's so bad.
For some reason, like a still photo that's a meme feels worse to me than just like a video on a.
I agree. And I feel like people remember memes more.
Yeah. I would go newscast.
Yeah, same.
This one's easy. Be on top or on bottom?
I mean, you know, it depends. But for the most part, I thoroughly enjoy being a pillow princess.
Like both. But you know what's funny? I love, like, this might be too much. There's, like, few men that, like, being on top felt, like, natural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I'll be on top and I'll be like, this doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, this is great, and I will seek this out with this person. I never really know. I don't know if it's something about, like, body shape or, like, I don't know. I don't really get it. But I don't always love being on top. It depends on the person, like, actually.
That's true. I do agree with that. It's just, like, it's more work to be on top, too. Like,
it's more work.
I mean, who doesn't want to just lay there?
I also like the weight of, like, a man, like, on me. Like, they could just lay on me, and I'd be like, this is great.
Yeah, I agree. And it feels, like, more intimate because then they... Like, I feel like normally, like, if you are on top, you're kind of sitting up.
Yeah, they can be, like...
But, like, if they're on you, then, like, your faces can be close, you can kiss, like, it feels more intimate.
That's true. I like both, just depends.
Sneeze every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you sneeze. That'd be a lot for me.
You 3 in a row. Would you rather have strangers have sex? Would you rather watch strangers have sex or have strangers watch you have sex?
Well, I mean, like, anyone who has ever watched porn technically is like watching strangers have sex.
True, but like in person. Like, you have to be in physically.
I guess I would rather watch strangers. Not that I necessarily would want to, but, like, I don't want strangers watching me, so.
Lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Because, like, how awkward would that be?
Really, I mean, either way, it's awkward, I think. That's why I don't understand people that have, like, that, what is that called? Where, like, you want to watch your partner have sex with someone
else. Oh, a cuck.
I don't get that. Oh, no! Would you rather never have an orgasm again or never find true love?
That's a really hard one. But, like, even if you don't find your true love, do you find someone that's good enough?
You might find, like, love, just not true love.
Yeah, but, like, who's to say, how do you ever know that you've met your true love anyway?
You're right.
So that's what I'm going with.
Would you rather give up oral sex or sweet, delicious cheese?
Ew, I don't really like cheese. So I'd be fine with giving up cheese.
Sweet, delicious cheese.
Sweet, delicious.
Wow. That started off so innocent.
I know. Those were kind of all over the place.
You were.
But...
Let us know, guys, what you think. And also let us know what you want to hear from us going forward for our season 3.
Yeah, definitely give us some topic ideas. Or I really love doing the voice memos, so I'd love to do some more, like, listener questions and that kind of stuff. But if you have any specific topic suggestions for us, comment down below, or, you know, reach out on Instagram. Or if you have a story that you'd like for us to share in a future episode, you can DM us or email us.
Yeah, let's hear it.
But that is going to be it for us this week. We will see you next Friday with our last episode for season 2.